Okay, today's daf is Zvachim Kuf Hey. We'll pick it up on Kuf Dalid, 5 lines up from the bottom with the boy Rav Elazar. So the Gemara is going to discuss what exactly is considered to be a Yitzia in order for it to be a Pesul of Yotze. So maybe before we start, actually, there's a Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch is in Kuf Mem Beis. He has an interesting discussion over here in Gimel. It says, Vihine kan loshen ha-pasuku, right? Ubosu biyom karvan al yochel lo yaniach bimenu, okay? Uparshis emor ksiv biyom ha-hu yochel lo so siru. Nira de mitzvahs ha-torah bekodshim ha-necholim shlo yosir. Ava kodshim shenif salu kigoyin shenitma o shenif nispagel o sharp sulim de dina besreifa ain kapeda davka lesorfa biyom hahu. So says the Minchas Chinuch, you don't have to actually burn it up on that same day. Ela muter lahanicho lesorfa lemachar. You can leave it over and burn it the next day. And he brings a tzlach, psachim chavchesam at aleph, yotz ledun bedavra chadosh. He wants to say a chiddush. The lav shlo yosir hu bezevach shenifsal gam kain. That this idea of having noisir applies also to a korban to kodshim shenifsalu, right? The tzarech l'sarfo biyomo, you have to burn on the same day. O musar milav ze shlo yosir ad haboikir, not leave it over till the following. Because of the mashe shenin sham, maybe zaman alav deva pesach shenitma o shiotzu yisarf miyad ein hapirish kapirish Rashi, not like Rashi says sham, right? The ein tzarech l'heshoisa, you don't leave it over. Ela hapirish demechuyev l'sarfo miyad shlo yavro alav halav ayin sham betzlach. So he brings this tzlach and then he argues on this. He says that he doesn't think there's any source for this whatsoever. In the Achiezer, he wants to make a chilik between maybe we could talk about korbanos that were never even in the parsha bichlal, or a korban that did become pasul. That's what he tries to explain what the tzlach was driving at. But again, interesting dian in the Achronim already regarding these kodshim shenifslu. Is there a chiv to prevent them from becoming noser as well? Okay, boy Rav Elazar starts the Gemara. Parman nisrafim v'sirim nisrafim shiatzer ruba b'miut. Aver mahu. What's the din if you had these parma nisrafim and nisirim, the ones that had to be burned? So the majority of the guf came out, right? But it's only a majority if you include the miut of an aver, right? You know, the majority of that which is still inside. So what's the halacha mahu? Sahach miutu the aver bosaruba shedeinan lay. Do we say that the status is this miut of the aver, because we throw it after the rove of the aver, and since the majority of that aver did not leave, right? Halo nafkale, right? So odilma no, maybe also in bosaruba the behema shedinan. Maybe we really go after the behema itself, right? And therefore, according to this, there is a rove of the behema did leave. So pshita, it's poshut to say the following: Delo shavkinan ruba de behema azlinon bosa ruba de evarim. We're not going to be shavkinan. We're not going to leave aside the rove of the behema and follow the rove of the evarim. Right? It's not logical to say that. So it must be Rav Elazar's shailos is the following: El shiyota chetzio berov aver. You have half of the rove of one aver went out, but the minority of that aver is still inside. What's the din over there? Hai miyuta de aver. There goes the top of Amud Aleph. Bosa rove aver shedein and lay. Do we? I mean, it's like half and half, right? That's the question. You know, do we go? Does the status of this miyut of the aver? Do we really follow after the rove of the aver? And since the we see more says v'hanafikle, right? The majority of it did leave. Odilma, maybe the suffix is no. Perhaps when we're trying to figure out the status, we go bosser behema shedein anlay, right? Then we go after the half of the behema itself, and that didn't leave the azara. Simor says teku. We don't know. We'll have to wait till Eliyahu comes and answers it up. Tosis has a question. We're like, well, what's exactly the havamina over here that you would follow? You would make it tameh if the rove was still inside? Tosis has to work that out a little bit. Okay. Interesting. There's the Meshech Chochma as well. Meshech Chochma is talking about when we find these types of hisaskus by the tumus hisaskus. When a person, the kohanim, we're working with, they become tummy from being in that. So he says that it's a beautiful chiddush that he points out that you only find these when you had the connections when the avoda began bifnim, but then these avodas chutz, so you don't find the tumas has askus. And he has raya for this. He quotes our gemara, etc. It's in parshas chukas, a nice yisod from the meshech achla. Okay, Rabba Bar Rav Huna Masnile Begavrei, right? So Rabba Bar Rav Huna said this is talking about a guy by a person, right? Umis askin boy chamisha bnei adam v'nafku tlosa uposhluhu trei mai. What would the din be if you had five of them, right? They're all carrying this out, and three of them went outside, and three of them are still inside of the Azora. So what's the din? You know, you have part of the animals out and part of it's in. So my basarov ma'askin aslina? Do we go after the rove of the people who are actually osig in this? Oh, basar behema aslina? Or do we go after the rove of the behema? And according to this, the rove of the behema did not yet leave. So again, the Gemara says it's a teku. There's an interesting Tosus has a fascinating thing that it says. Tema ima behema bifnim pshita de gavrei tahorim tohuch kulo shmeisim v'yesh lomer tahachi kamer basu behema davka aslinan basu rubo aval begavrei lo. That's all. Okay. Yeah. So then the Gemara says weiter. Boy Rabbi Elazar. Another question from Rabbi Elazar. Parim usirim hanisrafim shiyatsu v'chazru mahu. So you had these that went out and then they came back in. So what's the din regarding the Ezer Tumas Begadim from those who carried them outside the Azora? Mi Amrinan Kaven Dinafkiluhu Itamuluhu. Do we say once they left, the Tame? Odilma no. Kaven de Hodr Hodr. Once they came back. Tosus asks, is it a mikveh? Like the walls of the Mechitza, you know, that makes a mikveh over here? What's the they came back, so they became Tame Tor again? So Omar Rabbi Abba Bar Memel. Tashma, I'll bring you a raya. Hayisovlin oisam b'motos. The motos are these, long poles that they use to carry the korban. Harishonim yatsu chutz l'choymas ha'azorav ha'achronim lo yatsu. So you had the first ones went outside already of the azar, and the other ones didn't. So harishonim sheyatsu chutz l'choymas ha'azorav tamei begodim. Those went out already, their begodim became tamei. V'ha'achronim eim tamei begodim adjeyetsu. But the ones who were behind them haven't yet gone out, or not tummy, didn't go out. Actually ate too. Okay. Now he's Masmir. Isakadaitach Kape Dinaf Gluhu Itamu. If your Havmi is gonna say that once they went out they became tame, so then the what's called the Achronim, right? The Hanach the Ika Gavai Litame. So those who are still inside should have become tame, because since the korban went out, you see that it comes out like this, that if the korban would have gone back then they would not have become tame. So Ravina says, what do you mean? Am Ravina v'tispra? That's your raya? The whole reason why the achronim, their begadim don't become tame is because the pasuk says, ha be'inin v'achar yavo el hamachane. Right? He comes back into the machane v'leika, and that doesn't apply over here, because they never left. They can't come back from it. Since they can't come back, because they never left, they're not going to become Tommy, like the Pasuk said. So, Rabbi Elazar, Hachi Baile. So, Rabbi Elazar, what was your question, even? Kigon Dinekiti Lo Bibakuse. No, the case where they take these, the Bakuse are like these staffs. In other words, it's like this. After the korban was brought back into the Azara, there's other people who are standing outside, and they bring it out again using these stabs. So, does the korban make those people tame even though they're standing outside? That was the kasha. That's the one that explains the question of Rabbi Elazar. Okay, and what it talks about now, sofa letame tumas chamura. If it's going to become a tumas chamura in the end, we'll see what that means to be. The Gemara says a tuma chamura means it's metame adam bekelim, as the Gemara is going to discuss now. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in a braisa. Parim uparo v'usoyer shamishtaleach ham mishtaleach la sorfin v'hamoytzion metame begodim. Right, so all these people, the bulls that are burned, the paraduma, the sarla zazel, right, the ones who send them out, the one who burns them, the ones who's taking them out of the azara, so they all have tumas begadim. The hein atzman ain metamin begodim, but the behemoths themselves do not metamin begodim. Aval metamin oichlin umashkin, but they do make food and drink. Tame, right? That's the shita of Rabbi Meir. Chachamim omrim para uparim, the para duma, right? In the parim, the bulls of the world. So those are metamin oichlin umashkin. Those do make food and drink tame. Soir hamishtaleach, but the soir hamishtaleach. So I said this earlier, Zaza. I meant to say this. Okay, fine. Sar hamishtaleach ein metame, right? Why not shehu chai? Because it's alive. An alive animal is not metame anything else, right? Vachai ein metame oichlin umashkin. So it can't be. I mean, Rashi in the where is it? Rashi, the first white line. Vehin einan metamin begadim. Paru parim atzman ein metamin begadim v'noygin behen below his askin aval metamin oichlin umashkin hanoygin behen l'kam meforesh time. Like, I'm going to explain why that is. Okay, so it says bishleim of Rabbi Meir. I understand the shita of Rabbi Meir. Kiditana debe Rabbi Yishmoyel, the tani Rabbi Yishmoyel al kol zera zerua. So this is talking about, this is the source for it, right? Let's just open up and find the Psukim. This is the end of Shmini. So the Pasuk say like this, right? It's about talking about a mikveh. This is the source for mikveh at the very end here in the end of Shmini. V'chiyipo min nivlosam al kol zera zerua asher yizareya tohorhu, right? So if it's talking about the tummy things, it's going to fall into like a type of edible seed that was planted, it's still going to be tahor. V'chiyuton mayim al zera v'nafam min nivlosam alav tomehu lechem. So if the mayim touches it, that's a hechsher, it becomes now susceptible to receiving tummy, to becoming tummy, I should mean to say. So what's the idea that if it's not yet touched the water, it's not going to become tummy? So like Gemara says like this, Mazroyim she'ein soifen li tummy tumas chamuro. Now tumas chamuro, we said, means it's metame adam v'kelim utzrichen hechsher, right? But it still needs something to be make it susceptible. Afkol she'ein soifen li tummy tumas chamuro utzrichen hechsher. So too, everything else would need something to Mikitame. Yotusu anivlas oif tahor. This comes to be mamaya to exclude the case of the nevela from oif tahor. Shesofa litame tumat chamura. Because in the end, it would be the person who's going to swallow it. Therefore, ein tzricha echshe. Doesn't need to become susceptible in order to give this off. So according to this braisa, when you're burning these the parim, the paraduma, right, the sarmishtalech, all these things are metame adam, right? So then they're able to be metame oichel umashkin as well, even if they didn't have water or anything on the Zion mashkin, right? The yad shach adam, they didn't come into it. So this is a raya. This is the source, I guess, for Rabbi Meir's shita. Okay, el rabbon, no, but the rabbon who are cholik on Rabbi Meir, and they say that this sir hamishtalech is not going to be tame oichlin. So e islahu de tana debe Rabbi Shmoyel, if they really hold what tana debe Shmoyel held, right? So nafidu sir hamishtalech, right? They should also be tame oichlin. Right, the ilaisle, and if they don't hold that, so nafila para paramino. So how do you even get it? What's the source that they're going to be? The paraduma is going to be metame oichlin. So ki also Ravdimi Amar, when Ravdimi came, and he was one of these frequent travelers from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. So he had the following: Amri b'Marava. They said over literally Marava in the west, but means in Eretz Yisrael. Tzrichen hechsher tuma b'mokum acher, explaining the sheet of the Rabbanan, who are cholik on Rabbi Meir, and it has to get this tuma from somewhere else in order to be able to make something tuma. But since the Sar Mishtalech cannot become tame because it's alive, it can't give it over. There's a, where's the Sefer HaChinuch here? Kuf Samach discusses this whole mitzvah's inyan tumas ochlin. So he says, what's the reason why you need something to be mochshar to be kabbal tumah? Because he says it doesn't have a shame ochel yet. It sounds like an achronish word. It says the Says the Sefer Chinuch, Mishar she hatuma v'hatahara b'mitzvah sakodemes tira lahag harbe. Okay, I mean there's like a riches devarim over there. Ain't torah chamidim min hamitzvah. Mashim zochel levrocha. I'm gonna skip a little bit. Shekol oichol she'ena miyuchad le'adam. Anything that's not designated for a person to eat, eino mekabel tuma klal. Does not become tamei. Upir shigam kein. Right, she'ena nikra oichel le'inin kabalas tuma ad she'akir min hakarka. Aval kolzman shehu mechubur afilu b'shorish katan she'yochel lechios. It could live. It's attached. Ena nikra oichel le'kabel tuma. It's not called an oichel yet. Vafilu nogu bo kol hatumos tohu. And even if anything was tuma was still touched, it's going to remain tohu. So the Sefer Achinach is understanding that the reason these things are not yet thing because like people would wash off the fruits and vegetables before they would eat it. So therefore, it's not really edible yet. It's not called an ochel memelet, since it's not yet an ochel. It's not going to become able to be transmit tuma. The Ramban has a different, more of a Kabbalistic approach, that he explains that by pouring the water over it, it opens up the spiritual pores, and it enables this item to now be mekabel tuma. But again, machloikis and Rishon already is understanding why this happens, why the food does not yet become tuma, as the pasuk said, until water or one of the other. Again, there's the yad shachadam, one of those seven touches. Vayter boy, Rabbi Elazar, Param and Seirim and Nisrafim. Mahu shi'atam u oichlinu mashkin bifnim kibechutz, right? Can they give the tumah to the food and the drink that are inside the azar before they leave, just like they would outside? Mechusar yitzia kin mechusar ma'isit ami? Just the fact that it hasn't gone out, is it considered like it's, you know, there's a ma'is that hasn't yet done for it? You know, because it hasn't yet become a source to be Metame, those people who are going to carrying it, so therefore can't give over the tuma to Oichlin. Also write that. Maybe no one will say like that, because the korban's going to become tummy once it goes out, right? So once it's gone out already, so then it can already begin over the tuma now without already having being mukhshar. So Bosu Devaya Hoda Pashta. So after Blazer asked it, he answered up himself. He answered that Korban that hasn't yet gone out, it's just like it hasn't yet done the action for it, and therefore it would not give over any tuma to Autumn or Kalim. Boy mine Rabba Rabbi Abba Bar Shmuel me Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Nivlas Oif Tohor Rabbi Meir Mao Shiatami Bekezayas. Oh, so according to the sheet of Rabbi Meir, who holds that the veil of a kosher bird would give over this without first having becoming mukhshar. So what's the halacha in terms of the shear? Do we say that it has to have a kezias, the same amount that it would for a person? The machte la'ara. So he says lach la'ara loti boy lach. Okay, when it's on the ground, I'm not asking that question. Dinaki pume. And when it is in your mouth, I'm not asking that question either. Kiti boilach, what's the question I'm actually asking? And those, let me just speak it out. So it's obvious in a case when it's on the ground, so then you have to have a kezias, like anything else that's tame, right? And it's obvious when it's in your mouth, then it's even if it's a kezias, right? The nakit lay be yidade. He's holding his hand. So mechusa kreva ke mechusa ma'isadami. Oh, love. He's holding this nivas oif tahor, this bird's skin is flat in his hand, and it hasn't been close to being swelled. Is that considered something like you haven't yet mechusa ma'is? You haven't yet done it for it. So in this case, it's a normal food, and therefore it has to be a kibetza, or maybe not. So bas de ba'ya hoder pashta. Okay, after he asked it, he answered it. He says, "Mechusar kreva lav kemechusar ma'isadami." No, even if the neveilas of tohor has not yet been brought close to being swelled, it's still not considered as if you did the ma'isa to it, and therefore, I'm going to say a kezias would be enough to be metame oichlinu mashkin. Okay, Eisve Shlosha Osir Devarim Namro Benivlas Oif Tahor. There were 13 things, Mishnah in Taharos, that they were said about the Nivlas Oif Tahor, the bird. Vizeh Echamen, one of them is as follows: Tzricha Machshava. You have to have intention to eat it. Ve'ein tzricha hechsher, but it doesn't require a hechsher, you have to make it susceptible from kabel. Umetame tumas oichlin kabeitza, and it's metame from the size of a beitza. So my law, Rabbi Meir, isn't this the shita of Rabbi Meir? And if so, you see clearly the Rabbi Meir holds a kabeitza is necessary for it to go. Lo, Rabbanan, he really, this Mishnah is going like the shita of the Rabbanan. I asked him more of a hakatani reisha. Tzricha machshav ve'ein tzricha hechsher. Umad shamaloi haisvar, who holds like this shita? That's Rabbi Meir. Umid reisha Rabbi Meir v'seif and nami Rabbi Meir. Since the reisha is Rabbi Meir, must be that the seif is also Rabbi Meir. So one says, one second, midi iria? Is this really such a good comparison? Hakad isa v'hakad isa. Why do you have to say that each one why do you say it's the same Tana? In this case goes its way, in this case goes this way. The Gemara uses this lashon many times, you know, to reject a conclusion just from the fact that, you know, two things are mentioned the same thing. It must be from the same source. The circumstances are different, so therefore you can't be Medayik. You can say just because it's next to each other that it has to be by the same Tana. V'ha mikatani seifa. One second. You look in the seifa. Shchitoso umlikoso mitaheres trefasa mitumoso. So the shchita or the malika is going to be metahirit, meaning it prevents it from becoming a nevela. So man shamalei haisvar, who holds like that? That's Rabbi Meir. So reisha v'seif Rabbi Meir umitzi usu rabbanan. Well, so now what? Now the reisha and the end. Rule number one and rule number three is Rabbi Meir, but number two, the middle one, is the rabbanan. Where it says in achinami, you're right. Reisha v'seif Rabbi Meir umitzi usu rabbanan. You're right. The first and the third are Rabbi Meir, and the middle one is the shita of the rabbanan. It leaves it at that. Okay, good. Yeah, Omer le Rav Hamanuna le Rabbi Zera. So Rav Hamanuna said Rabbi Zera, Lo teisev karach ad Amr li hay milsa. Don't sit down until you've given me an explanation. The following thing. Nivas of Tahar Rabbi Meir, Monin lo Rishon Visheni, O ain Monin Rishon Visheni. So Rabbi Meir, who said that again, that this chiddush that the Nivas of Tahor, that it could make something else tummy without having the Hechsher. So is it like a Rishon and a Sheni, right? When it touches the Oichlin and the Mashkin, so it's like that would be like an Av. Oh no, maybe not. Maybe it's not like that, but it's more like a Rishon and we'll make it into a Sheni. That's what it's asking, okay? So Amalei Rav Zera says, Kol Hecha Demetame Olam B'Maga Monim Bo Rishon V'Sheni. If anything can be metame through maga, through touching it, so that's a rishon, right? That's an av, and it becomes like a rishon and a sheni. Kol hecha de ein metame adam b'maga. Anything would not be metame a person through touching it. Ein modem bo rishon v'sheni. So you would not become a rishon sheni. And since the nivlas of tahor is not going to be metame a person through touching it, but only if he actually swallows it, so that's a big deal in the river. Joseph Engel has, is this a special din in Achila? Is that a din in Maga? Okay, but this Gemara would sound to see that it's not a din in Maga, right? So therefore, that's why we're going to treat it like a Rishon, right? That's interesting. In the Joseph Engel has a discussion about this whole topic. Okay, boy mine Rabbi Zeru mi Rabbi Ami Barchia, for Amri Lo mi Rabbi Avin Bar Kahana, ha detnan. We learn the following as a Mishnah in Taharos. Chiburi ochlin al yedei mashkin. Chibur. Letuma kala ve'ein chibur letuma chamura. So if you have connections between foods by a liquid, in other words, that the situation is going to cause the tumor from one food to go to the other one, right? And then the shiurim are going to combine for them in order to reach the threshold, right? So it is a chibur for what the Gemara calls a tumor kala, but it's not a chibur for a tumor chamura. So tumor chamura is for a human being. So if you have two pieces of like a nevela and there's like a, I don't know, water or something that's between them, they're not going to combine to make the shiur, but they would make the food itself tame. So monim bo rishon v'sheni. So Zera speaking out. If you do this, you see you're counting like a rishon v'sheni. Oh, ein monim lo rishon v'sheni, or maybe not. In other words, how do we view the status of this? So amalei, this is now Reb Zera answering. Kol hecha de metame adam, any place where it could be metamid person, monim bo rishon v'sheni. Ein metamid adam, ein monim bo rishon v'sheni. And since it's not going to be counting like a rishon and a sheni, this nevela cannot make an adam that. So you see, clearly we're going to keep it like a rishon. Fine. Okay, now the Gemara is going to be discussing with the taking the parim out of the machane, right? Yotsu elu ve'elu, right? When both the Kohanim went out, right? These and those. So no, honey, really. Where do we know this? The Tana Rabbanim learned in the Braisa. Lehalan hu oimer chutz l'shalosh machanos. Right, you have to take them out of the three machnos. Kan the machane achas. You hear, you only have to take them out of one. Right, that's the Mishkan. So lo melcha to teach you. Kev mishiyatzu chutz l'machane achas metami begadim. Once it's gone out of one of them, so now it's metami begadim. Right, because the next pasuk right after this, I should read the pasukim that the Gemara is quoting. Actually, this is in Achrei Mos. So pasukim over here. This is a Tez Zayin, Chav Zayin. Ve'espar hachatas ve'es sir hachatas asher huva el es domam l'chapir b'kodesh yotzi el mechutz l'machane ve'sarfu ba'ish ko es orosam ve'es basarim ve'es pirsham. Now here's the key pasuk. Ve'hasorif osam yichabis begodav. He just got too much begodim. Ve'rachas es basarim b'mayim ve'achrichin yavu el hamachane. So you see that right afterwards he tackle becomes tummy. Okay. So the Gemara says, "But he goofed all." And so, how do you know that? How do you know the halach itself that you have to take the parim and the srafim and the seirim and the srafim that's it's outside of all three machanos? The Tan Rabbanan, hotzi es kol hapar el michutz lamachane, chutz l'shalosh machanos. So drash means it has to be taken out of all three. Atam chutz l'shalosh machanos o ein el machane achas. Why do you have to say it's out of all three? Maybe it should be that it's taken out of just one. So the Gemara says, no. Kishehu oimer bipar ha'eda michutz l'machane. We're talking about this is the par for the tzibur. She'ein tzarech lomer, shahar kvar nemar. I said, kasher sarf es hapar harishon, that they already burned the first par. So litein lo machane shnia. That's coming to give you a second machane, that not only from the first of the machane shchina, which in our correspondence is the Beis HaMikdash, but you also have to take it out from the machane levia, which is corresponding to Har HaBayis. Okay? Kishehu oimer michutz l'machane. And when you tell me now, again, he has to do it chutz l'machane. Bedeshin she'in tzarech lomer. You didn't have to tell me that. Shari kvar nemar. It's already said. Al shefech hadeshin yisarif. The ashes where it's poured out should be burned. Salitin lo machne shlishis. So you see from here, it gave it a third one. And that third one, that's taking it out inside of machne Yisrael. And that means taking it out of the walls of Yerushalayim. There's an interesting question I saw brought down on this line of Al Shefech Hadeshin, right? Cheshuk Yechemin, the Zilberstein Shlita has a question. It says, what's the din? They wanted to build a yeshiva on a Goyesha cemetery, right? He says, Sheila, Yeshiva Shechiv Shoah Makum Lilmud Torah, HaTorah, Hitzilahem Migrash Shiva Avar Hayesham Kurus Akum. Halasa Yeshiva Mesuf Ekes Imze Makom Mutzlach Lilumat HaTorah. So they're asking Yeshua, is this going to be a good place we should set up our yeshiva on top of this non-Jewish cemetery? So he begins by referring to what he wrote in Gittin. He says, Shemi Iker Hadin Ein Isaliv Nos Batim B'Makom Shahai Beis Kavur Shal Nachrim. Me Iker Hadin, there is no problem of building on this. But Tuch Shekvar Nirko, certainly they've, what's the word? Rotted, the bodies have decomposed. That's the Indian, that's the Dian over here in the question. So he begins by quoting the Gemara in Megillah Vav and Aleph that talks about in the future that the theaters and the circuses Sheba Edom Shasidin Sari Yehuda Lilma Behem Torah Berabim. So these, you know, amusement places for the Romans are going to become places where the Torah is going to be taught. So he brings the Tosfos and says, "Yesh meforshim bati avodas kochavim." Some explaining this, the learned shul, making a shul out of the place of the avodah zarah. V'kasha loimer sha'osa makoymes mitu nofos. It's a mokum matunof. Yoch lilmud sham Torah. Right, you can learn Torah there. Elevade l'shmama yehei b'mehei rabbi yamina, should be destroyed, left desolate. Meaning, so it should not be built. Okay, so now you know, does that mean that you shouldn't be learning Torah there on that? So he says, we'll learn from the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, and he quotes from the Rashi. Let's do this quickly if we have time. This is a good, during Shabbos Nachmo, it's good to read these psukim. One second. Okay, it's Lamed Aleph, famous parak. Lamed Zion and Lamed Tes. So these famous psukim. Hine yamin ba'i num Hashem v'niv nesu ha'ir l'Hashem mimigdol chananel ald Shar Hapina, right? It's going to be built up from this Migdal Chananel until the Shar Hapina, the corner gate, right? V'yotza od kav hamida negdo ha'givas garev and asav ga'osa v'chol ha'emek ha'pegarim v'hadeshim v'chol ha'shedemois ad nachal kidron ad pinas shar hasusim mizracha Kodesh laHashem lo yinaseish velo yahareis od laolam. So all these fields are going to be built up. It's never going to be destroyed again. So Rashi over there explains that this place is the Makom of the Shefech Hadeshin. That was Chutzliv Shalayim. It's going to add it on. Okay? So therefore they're going to learn there. Bekitzer, what does he come out? And he says like the whole thing. I'm just going to skip to the end. Ain Rai Gemur L'Nidon. There's no clear cut proof one way or the other. Shahaposik Binavi Medabel Ha'osi Lava. Maybe what Yirmiyahu is talking about is not in this before Mashiach comes. So there's no right to build a yeshiva there. Sha'asa Olam Yaval Tikuno. Okay, the world's going to be fixed. Mesei Akum Yiskadish Shemuel Yisale. Umiyuchad Mi Mesei Sancheriv Shekol Misosun Hevi Kiddush Hashem Ba'olam. Sancheriv, the fantastic war, the miracles Hashem did. Ain Rai Liamenu Leves Kavuras. We can't apply what's going to be in the future with Mashiach times to what's nowadays. Nowadays, sure, Ruach Tuma al Hamakom. Maybe nowadays, before Mashiach comes and he hasn't revealed that Ruach of Tuma, it's not a proper place. Ulai ain't a roi gulma Torah, so maybe you shouldn't learn there. So he ends off, Ulam lamaisa lo matzinu bepoiskim shiyosur dover zeh. You don't find anybody says it's osur. So you just get a glimpse. Certain posts can begin with the assumption it's osur until you could prove to me it's mutter, and it's mutter until you can prove to me it's osur. So here he says, we haven't found any posting that says it's osur to do this. Af betoisus Megillah, he quotes earlier, Mavur Shirak Mebeis Avodah Zara, Ein Lasos Makom Lima Torah, but a cemetery, who says not? Aval Mimakom Havad Shalahem Ein Lachashash. No, okay, well, they got together, no problem. Okay, fascinating halakhic discussion from our daf today. Wishing everybody a beautiful and inspiring Shabbos Nachmu. Good Shabbos.